Mr. President?
Well, I suppose the whole town has been toasting you, but I waited a little while to let you know you didn't need me today, so but I watched it on television. I had a special wire in here to the White House and got to see it.
Geez, wasn't it some game?
Well, you know, when you were 13 points behind, you know, and when your offense just wouldn't do a thing, and, you know, I thought you were dead. What did you think? Were you discouraged then or not?
I'll tell you what I was trying to do.
Of course, incidentally, if I may interrupt you, the only thing that gave me a little hope when I thought of their 13 points was that they made some of them on mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, mistakes and bad breaks. I mean, my God, when they called that a completed pass.
Oh, that's
a bad call. Did you think?
Terrible call. And at halftime, we told the team that we had every break go against us in the books.
Right.
And we're only behind 13-7.
That's right. And incidentally, they had only scored one touchdown.
Yeah. And that we could still pull this out. And then, of course, they scored and it went 27. And
boy.
But I'll tell you, Mr. President, our team has so much togetherness. I know that sounds
right.
Kind of corny, but
we've
got kind of a family, you see. And
marvelous.
Everybody is happy for the other guy's success. And
right.
The fans today were fantastic.
Boy, I could tell.
You know, the ground down there was trembling. Really, you could
really?
Feel the vibration.
Yeah.
And then when they started to yell, defense, defense, defense.
Right.
And boy, the
defense finally came to life.
And
when Dallas scored early in the first half, you know, with those two long runs, I thought, oh my God.
That's right.
Didn't that discourage you a little?
Well, it did, but I think what we kept preaching that we got a lot of time. Just, you know, play our game. Sometimes you try to get back too fast and you make a mistake. Just play our game. There's a lot of time. We're going to take that ball away on defense and that type of approach, you know.
Right.
And, boy, the dressing room after the game was...
Whatever they do it.
Oh, you know, Roy Jefferson's played in the Super Bowl, and he said, Coach, he said, the Super Bowl was never like this.
Yeah.
And
he caught one when it was very important, didn't he?
And
he only caught one pass, didn't he?
I think so.
But it was important.
Oh, gosh. Well, at this type of a win...
Everything was important.
To beat Dallas, everyone has to... That come through, you know.
Because Dallas, I was thinking if Martin on one point there had the presence of mind, that Staubach would have had to run.
He would have run, yeah.
But thank God he didn't.
No, that's right. Well, we beat the world champs and we came from behind twice, 13 points. And,
that's right.
And on national television.
Yeah, and those two marvelous interceptions.
Yeah. Boy.
Gosh, you know, that was something, wasn't it?
It was like New Year's Eve in the dressing room after the game.
Well, I bet there, you know, this Brown is something else, isn't
he? Oh, he was exhausted, and we just have to take him out for one play. He's got a sinus condition.
Yeah,
And then he's
came back.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can put Knock in there and rest him next week.
I hope so, yeah.
Who'd you lose?
We lost, this hasn't even been announced, I don't think. We lost Malinchik. He's going to have to be operating on either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
And he's a real good special team guy, you know.
Oh, I know. He's recovered
like,
fumbles and everything.
Yeah, he's like one of your troubleshooters there that doesn't get
right.
a lot of publicity.
Right.
But
oh, I know. He's been fantastic in the early game.
Great job.
Who do you replace him with? You have to trade or what?
I don't have anyone yet. And the trading deadline is Tuesday, you see. So
you're getting busy, are you?
Yeah, so we got to try to... To get someone, but when you're in first place, no one wants to trade with you. But we'll come up with someone.
Yeah, you've got to have, because those special teams, they are so important.
Oh, yeah, that, and they have such a spirit in those special teams. And gosh darn, this win today was great thing for the area and
the town. That's right.
Yeah, and you know, here's something that.
It certainly made. It must have made all those damn press people. I hope you told them to go to hell.
You know, as you know, you got to do what you believe.
I know.
And Clint Murchison, we heard, made the statement that when it was 20-7, he made the statement. He said, "Well, it's a good thing that this game is blacked out in the Washington area." See, he owns the Cowboys.
Sure, I know.
And
I know him well.
So we made him eat his words, you know.
I'll see you did.
But,
well, the thing, it was on national television, wasn't it? I got it on Channel 2 from Baltimore.
Well,
yeah.
supposed to have been blacked out in this area.
CBS, yeah. Well, you see, I got it. You see, we have a way to get Channel 2 here.
Yeah.
We had some special antenna or something. But anyway, we got it on a closed-circuit deal. I don't know what it is. But
if any of your family, Mr. President, would like to go, Mrs. Allen would love to have him in her box up there. So,
well,
I knew what you told me, that, and I think that's probably right. Wait
until after Election Day. Otherwise, it's going to look as if we're trying to exploit the team, and
yeah.
I'd rather not do that.
But
you just go ahead and win them. We'll be there when we need you.
I tell you what, we're going to.
Yeah.
We got another tough one, the Giants, this week.
Oh, boy. They've really come back.
They're on fire now. Snead is real hot, you know.
Yeah.
And
he came from Duke, too, didn't he?
Snead, I think, is from Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, you're right. And of course, Snead and Jurgensen's from Duke, so
yeah, right.
They're about the same age.
Yes.
Of course, Jurgensen was just fantastic today.
Yeah, right.
The old man was really going.
Well,
but Brown, I must say, God.
Harroway.
And let me say that, Harroway, that Harroway. Touchdown run, I didn't know he could move that fast.
Well, he's lost a little weight, and
is that help?
And yes, see, he doesn't have to be that heavy,
weren't you a little surprised when he turned that corner?
Yeah.
I didn't think he could. Who was it? Who was the tackler that he missed?
I think it was Harris over there, and he
was pretty fast.
Yeah.
But boy, when he turned the thing, and then wham, he was in the end zone.
That was
the big play of the game, I think.
That put us ahead for good. You know?
Yeah. It's good to have him do one because you know he's sort of second fiddle to Brown all the time.
That's right.
How did he feel after the game?
Oh, he was great. He was just great. He just we told him after the game that this is the way to live, and this is like being reborn. You know.
Who'd you give the game ball to?
We gave one to Sonny, and then we gave one to Larry Brown. He deserved one.
Not to the defense.
And then we gave one to Speedy Duncan. Came up with a big play. And then
you mean interception?
Yeah. Let's see who got the fourth one. There was Lenny Hoss, who was
hurt
all week and couldn't practice, and then played 60 minutes. We gave him one.
Was he blocking as well as usual?
No, he
that probably hurt your middle. I noticed you weren't running very well up the middle, but
exactly. And you know that block.
But he's what's that?
That block field goal, Mr. President, at the end. That was his man. See that last field goal we attempted?
But was that blocked?
Yeah, it was tipped.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Deflected.
Well, you didn't need it. What the heck?
So, as it turned out, we didn't. And,
well, anyway, if you had gotten it, it would have been a tie if they had scored. What the heck?
They're so dangerous. Boy, they got a lot of speed.
Oh, boy. When Hill dropped that pass in the first quarter, God. What happened there? Somebody missed a signal or what?
It's a play that we've been defense all week in practice.
Yeah.
And we were making the same mistake. And I remember one day we went over it four times, that same play. And it's Patios's coverage, you see. And
way back there?
Yeah, and where we're in what we call a combo defense, and the quarterback had longer to throw.
Yeah.
So usually he hits him right away, and he had a little longer to throw, and of course Hill just...
Is Hill that fast?
He runs a 4.7. He's quite an athlete.
Very fast. Oh, yeah, I know he is.
Yeah, and but we...
Well, it was a great game between two very fine teams. I mean, you play next week, you may lose.
That's
them, right.
Right? That's right.
But I must say, if you had to win one, you want to win the first one, right?
Yeah. Well, this is important because I thought we had to beat them before Staubach gets back.
How about, because he'll make it tougher. How about the Giants next week? They're going to be tough. But will your fellows be up or pretty or down?
We got to get them up. We just now that we're in the driver's seat, we can't let down. You know.
All right.
And
who does Dallas play next week?
They play. I think they play Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Detroit may beat them. Boy, that Detroit is you played him earlier, but that Landry, if he is, he's tough, strong, runs well,
right.
And they have a terrific defense.
Yeah. Well, that would help.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go through the process now of who's going to be their quarterback. See, they're going to have that problem now.
Yeah, because Staubach's back and so forth. Well,
so,
that'll worry him. I must say, though, that Martin was fantastic in the first half.
He was.
But then Jurgi began to come through, and he didn't have any interceptions, did he?
No. We got two and sacked Morton three times. So,
yeah. Was Jurgi, he was sacked...
just once.
Once. And I thought he was hurt then. But
he got his face cut a little bit, but he's okay. He's really... come around, Mr. President. He's lost weight. He stopped drinking. And
you mean stopped drinking for a little while? Huh?
Yeah.
Good. Well, he should. He should. He's crazy at 38. You know, they can do it when they're younger, but at 38 years of age, if he drinks, he's going to finish himself.
I think he's, for what he went through last year and this year, he's going to be a better man, you know, because of it. You know?
How's his attitude?
Great. Great
attitude. How's Kilmer's attitude?
Great attitude.
Yeah, he understands it.
Yeah, great.
And, of course, it's good you have him, because if Georgie's been hurt, you could have put Kilmer in there, and you wouldn't have lost much, because Kilmer has a certain balance that the other fellow doesn't have.
Exactly.
Don't you agree?
Exactly.
I mean, if you want to play a sure game, you better take Kilmer, but on the other hand, he can't make sometimes the very big plays.
No.
But tell me about one other last thing.
Yeah.
On the trading, you haven't any way to get just one more fast cornerback, have you?
Boy, I'd like to.
I see some of these, couple of these youngsters that are playing, you know, with that, that Green Bay team and so forth.
Yeah.
You couldn't get one of those, could you?
Well, I tell you,
Who can you give?
Well,
that they want.
Yeah, I'd like to get, we need one more football player. See, there's no question about it. Our guys have to give 110% to win. See, Dallas has better personnel than we have. You know,
I had that impression.
And
you just put more spirit in the last time.
If you want it bad enough, sooner or later you're going to get it. That type of an approach.
And right.
We could use one more. I'm going to be on the phone and just call everybody in the league and see what they want to do.
Well, I know nothing about it, except I do feel that is Pettibone going to be back or not?
I hope so. He's still
slow, but he's awful experienced.
Oh yeah, right. He doesn't make mistakes.
But you know, if you had one fast cornerback, that would be something.
That's
you know, Baltimore's not going any place this year. Why don't they trade you something?
Well, we can't trade with the other league, you see.
Oh, you're in the other division.
Yeah,
that's right. They're in the American, right?
Yeah, that's a crazy rule we have. We're all
that's
one league.
Silly.
Yeah, we can't trade with each other.
Silly.
So.
But I'll lay you money. There's a cornerback out there someplace. You might even go, you know, for a young one. I know they don't appeal to you, but you know, good fast young guy is what you need, don't you?
That's what we need, yeah.
Some guy that can keep up with these fellows. Like, incidentally, I don't think the Hayes caught a pass, did he?
I don't believe he did.
Just think of that.
He caught one.
And Lance Allworth, he had one down there, but
it was out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Yeah.
And he's a great one.
Yes, he is.
He's a great one.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you start to think they had Hayes, they have Allworth, and then they have these Sellers, who's fantastic, and how you could stop these guys or something. Well, I'd just live it up and at the present time and have a glass of milk and go to bed. But no more.
We have so much to be thankful for. And
sure.
And
but what happened? I didn't get to. I had to go take a few calls. But right after the game, did the crowd go wild?
Oh, they went. The crowd was fantastic. When we won the World Championship when I was with the Bears, and the Bears are the Bears crowd are deep rooted. You know, they're old.
Oh, I know.
And they weren't like this crowd today.
Is that right?
And of course, it was cold that day. It was around 10 above zero.
What did the crowd do? Did they come on the field and everything?
Oh, they came on the field, and they just cheering when you're going through the dugout there, just standing ovation. We had, you know, everybody standing up and giving you an ovation. And,
great.
And
great.
I think the crowd today was worth a field goal. So,
right. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Listen, that poster came out real well that your people brought out. I thought it looked good, you know, on the athletes for the president.
Yeah.
See, that's
that was marvelous. Marvelous. Okay. Thank you. Well, you give them, the boys really have done well. And as I say, I'll come around when you need me. You don't need me yet. You got to take New York for yourself because I got a campaign next week.
Okay.
You handle New York and I'll.
You handle the campaigning.
I'll try to handle Dallas next time. How's that? Fair deal?
That's a deal.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Bye.
Say hello to your family.